All right, this is the On Par post-game report. Sitting here with Golf Course Superintendent Craig Currier. Craig, let's start with last night. After the last putt, went down, DJ wins it. What were some of your emotions?
Oh, it was just tremendous. I mean, seeing all my guys go out there after we got to take our picture with them, all high-fiving them, and just the pure elation of watching these guys be so excited and, you know, to have – obviously, two of the best players in the world going head to head out here. I mean, I've watched a lot of golf this year. That was probably the most exciting golf of the year. So, and to happen here and have the course hold up the way it did, you know, it couldn't have been a better week.
We were talking a little previously off air, and you know, you've been part of a couple of championships where Mother Nature has not really cooperated. How does it feel now that you've basically were given carte blanche to do whatever you wanted to do? Mother Nature couldn't have cooperated any better, starting from the winter to the spring to the week up to the tournament. We had some rain the week before that, but other than that, you couldn't have drawn it up any better.
No, it was the perfect week of weather. Like I said, I was Mother Nature owed me one. I was 0-2, so. It was just so much easier to have a tournament like that when there's perfect weather. You know, you don't have any of the distractions of squeegeeing and the mud and all the other stuff outside the ropes. I mean, it was just a perfect week. And to get the golf course to play the way we wanted it to play, where the balls were releasing on the greens and the fairways got fast. I mean, it was, like I said, it couldn't have been any better.
So now that's the day after. What is sort of, take us through the process, I would imagine, sort of let the sprinklers fly for a little bit?
Yeah, we ran a little water last night. I mean, now we're cleaning everything up. You know, it's all the non-playing holes that got a lot of the damage, you know, where we had the range and all the shuttle carts and all that. We got a couple fairways we got to do some work on. But, you know, being dry, the damage was certainly minimized. So, you know, it's probably going to be a 6-week process with these guys taking all their tents down and us following them up and sodding everything behind them, getting everything cleaned up. But just taking all the ropes down already and now being able to go out and mow without all the ropes it already looks a lot cleaner.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, given the weather, the process to the road to recovery must be infinitely easier. What's it going to take to sort of, you probably still have to aerate, you know, for the golf course. You'll probably have to do that and some other things. What's that? You know, what are the certain things you have to do to get the course to bring it back?
The biggest areas are the crosswalks where the galleries were crossing the fairways. We're going to aerate and, you know, get those things back. And we had a couple fairways, like I said, where they had to shuttle carts for the range on our 9th hole and our 7th hole of our red course. That stuff got beat up the most. And then, you know, there's some areas in the rough where we're certainly going to have to sod everything. And then, you know, underneath all the tents has been dead, so we're going to have to sod all that. So, I mean, it's going to be, it's not all going to happen today. It's going to be definitely 6 weeks to probably get everything buttoned up to not know anything was here.
You built a driving range to accommodate the players. What would be your plans for that? Are you going to keep it, or how does that go going forward?
No, the range is there. We actually use that on the weekend mornings ourselves if guys want to hit drivers. Our range is, when it's up front, it's a little short for drivers, so we use that on the weekends. And then, you know, I use that for the 9th hole tee, so I'll give the guys a good look there. One day we'll be way right, one day we'll be way left. So we actually use it for the 9th hole as a tee, too. So we're going to keep it. It all kind of just ties in together now.
What if this was a if they came to you and they said, you know, we love it, you know, we loved it so much, we're going to come back. And let's say given – just for argument's sake, everything is the same in terms of you have a great winter, you have a great spring. You know, as a someone in your business, I'm sure you're always thinking about things, tweaking things from year to year, just when you're not having a golf tournament here. Is there anything that stands out to you that you might want to do differently?
The biggest complaint I heard, and it's one thing I've universally, the guys who don't hit it as long as the top 10 guys are certainly all – Every golf pro I spoke to, they all think that all the golf courses are set up for the bombers, you know, the mm-hmm. Dustins. A lot of them didn't like our 18th hole where, and that was the only time I think it happened all week where, you know, the first on the 72nd hole, he hit it out to the right and got hung up in the rough, DJ. And then the wind actually shifted a little bit, and it was blowing a little downwind. And then the second time around the playoff, he hit it dead over the water and had 90 yards in, where Spieth had 175 in with a little hanging lie to an uphill green. So I guess if there was one thing that I kind of heard, I mean, and that's just from the guys who can't fly at 300, that, you know, they basically said the golf course, they thought that hole was just built for a bomber. But it was into the wind all week, so there really wasn't many guys that did that. I mean, that drive he hit in the playoff was just unbelievable.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I mean, sometimes, well, pros are always going to sort of, you know, lobby for things in their favor, especially the general population who don't hit it as long as DJ does. And that's the thing about course setup, right? You're relying on Mother Nature. You look at the U.S. Open, right? They had wide fairways because they were expecting really severe winds. And when the winds didn't show up, I mean, that's just how it goes sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, Mother Nature dictates certainly how the golf course is going to play. I mean, I don't care what course you go to. Not everyone's going to like every hole, every feature, whatever. So it's, I mean, overall, I think it was a home run. I mean, most of the guys seemed really happy. I mean, you know, you had, I mean, Spieth is not known to be a bomber, but he's definitely, you know, in the middle of the pack or the top third. I mean, Kuchar was right up there. Some of the shorter guys. So it wasn't like it was the top 10 were just all bombers. So I,
right.
You know.
Spieth actually said that these were, and granted he may be only 24 years old, but he said these were the best Poa Anna greens he's ever putted in his life. It's got to make you feel good.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, to hear that, and especially in the month of August up here, which is, you know, probably our worst time of year to probably host something like this. But like I said, the weather being good, the greens held up great. I mean, they finally, they got good and crusty and firm over the weekend. Yeah, they performed great.
From an agronomy standpoint, was there anything that you sort of worried about that didn't materialize, or maybe something you didn't think about materialize that maybe as the course went through? I mean, the weather was so good, it's hard to think that, you know, anything unexpected came, but just out of curiosity.
I mean, the Friday before, we had 2 inches of rain and it got really hot. Caused me a couple little problems that probably most people didn't pick up on, but and then we had a third of an inch of rain on Wednesday morning. I mean, if we didn't get that rain on Wednesday, I mean, the place would have been really baked out by yesterday. I mean, because it played soft on Thursday, and then Friday through Sunday it started getting really good. So I mean, that little bit of rain probably certainly helped preserve some grass, because it would have been baked out pretty good, because we didn't run any water the whole week. Those guys are pretty big on, once you start, they don't want to change the conditions at all, so we just let it ride.
I can't think of a better compliment than the quality of players that were at the top of the leaderboard. Like you said, 1 and 2 battling it out, is certainly a testament to the kind of golf course that was presented, and certainly speaks to the not only the presentation but the quality of the golf course to produce such a quality leaderboard. I have to think that the members must be more than over the moon about this.
Yeah, I mean, the members are ecstatic. I mean, and I think, you know, I'm not going to tell you every one of them was certainly in favor of having it, but I think everyone, once the tournament got here and then got playing and they saw it on TV, I think the buzz and the excitement. So it's, you know, I certainly want to thank the members too, because it's a big commitment to host something like this. So they were fantastic. And, you know, to have, I think on Saturday, Peter Mealy said that was the last 4 or 5 groups were the most, like, top 10 players that have ever actually played in the last 3 or 4 groups. So, I mean, the cream certainly rose to the top. I mean, you look at the top 10, it was just an incredible leaderboard.
Last thing, I know you're busy and you got to get a lot, you have a lot of work to do, but just talk a little bit about the Golf Course Superintendents Association here on Long Island, and you know, to a man that I speak to, everybody talks about you with such high regard. One superintendent told me that they were just totally psyched to come here and help you and you know, get this test ready for the best players in the world. One guy even came from, I was speaking to, that came to volunteer to help you, from Key West. That says a lot about the kind of person that you are, that so many people, even though it's such a tight fraternity, but someone willing to come from Key West to come and help you out, I think that speaks a lot about the kind of person you are.
Oh, I don't know about that. These guys, that says more about what our industry is. And, you know, we have the greatest guys. It's a tight-knit industry. Everyone loves to come help. And, you know, the fanfare and, like, the whole week, you know, it's not just about the work, too. The guys hanging out, having a great time. You know, last night, obviously, we all got our picture taken with them. And, I mean, the guys couldn't have been more excited. But, yeah, no, it's the greatest thing about our industry. On Saturday, our Superintendents Association, we had a barbecue here. I mean, I think we had 150 or 75 guys come with their families and wives. It was just a great day, and it's good to get everyone got involved, and I certainly wouldn't be able to pull this off with all of their help.
Well, Craig, thank you very much, and congratulations on a great tournament, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks, and thanks for everything you do for our association on your show. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you. It's more than my pleasure. All right, that's On Par with Anthony Scorsia in the post-game report from the Northern Trust. Have a great day.